joyful day, I would like to share with you a story that I read a few days ago, and it just stays with me and gives me a lot to think. Story about Jimmy. Good man, good husband, worker. One day he received a letter from a very well-known business executive from another state that he is coming to his town next year and he will give a few gift donation to few chosen people, a lot of money. And Jimmy is very happy and also overwhelmed. He sees that now he needs to change his life. He needs to restore his house, take care of the yard, change the tile in the house, just do many restorations so he can welcome the guest who will give him this huge amount of money. So for the coming year, he starts working very hard, changes everything, works more hours in work, hope for many successes in his work so he has something to brag about himself. And the year comes, after a year this business manager comes to town and goes to visit the people whom he offered this gift of money. So he calls Jimmy and leaves him messages, tries to reach him, but Jimmy is too busy to call him back. One day he just comes to the store and tried to speak to him, but Jimmy said, "Sir, I don't have time. I have so much things to do. Just leave me a message, I will call you back." So the businessman calls him once again, leave him the message, and Jimmy still throws the message to the trash because he doesn't have the time for this guest. So the time runs and the business manager has to go back to his own town. Sudden he goes back and just sends the letter to the gym. "Jimmy, it was me who was trying to meet with you. I just tried to meet and give you the money and you didn't have time for me." And Jimmy very saddened responds back that he just tried to prepare himself for his visit. End of the story. Not very happy ending with this story. As sometimes it happens in our lives. It's not just joyful and colorful and perfect as we can see in movie theaters. But the story is meant to help us to make more happy ending in our lives. Because here we are, celebrating the birthday of Jesus Christ. He has this amazing gift for us, Himself, giving Himself to us. His love, His presence, His forgiveness, consolation, redemption, everything. It's worth much more than anything else. And what we need to do? We need to accept it. And don't pretend to be somebody better for God than we are. Because if we will still be trying to be somebody else, somebody who deserves more graces, who is more holy, who sins less, and it's not true, we'll still be missing God who is coming to us, who knows me and you, and He still loves you and me too. Because He comes to us as we are, to offer His presence, His love, His strength. And celebrating this joyful occasion, I would like you to ask yourself, as I'm asking myself too, do I experience in my life love of God, His presence, His salvation? Do I experience His touch in my life? Do I know Him by name? That He's somebody close to me, Emmanuel, God with us. If yes, then we have a lot of reasons to be thankful that what He designed to happen, happened in our life too, that He is my God in my life. Then I can ask myself, do people who live with me can tell that God is love, that God is forgiveness, just living with me and seeing my example and how do I share this love with others? If you don't have yet this experience that God is love, that God is forgiveness, that God is rock of your life, and this is why we are here, this is why we celebrate this amazing day, we can ask Him, that as He was born in manger, in poor stable, in the stinky place, may He be born in my life, in my manger, in all this mess of my troubles, sinfulness, worries, crises, pain and suffering. We need to ask Him, be born in my life. Let me see and experience that You are God with us, that You are my God. So I have something to share with others, that You are the Redeemer. If we just stop on giving to each other gifts, being joyful, eating a lot of food, going back to our daily works without going deeper, then we miss the Christmas reason, that Christ is the reason for this season as we hear. But even more, it is we who are the reason for this season. He came for us, for me and you, to change our lives, to make it, despite all those troubles, something better. So let us pray for that, that Christ may be born truly in my, in your life, that we may have this grace to say, yes, Jesus is my God. I know He loves me. I see His power in my life. I'm not perfect. I'm sinful. I have a lot of mess, but He still loves me and helps me to walk every day in my Bethlehem, in my manger, in my stable.